Assalamu alaikum, guys. This is once again Jenna from Arabic 215. I live in Philadelphia and I'm learning my second language, Arabic.
Assalamu alaikum, this is Nof again and I'm a native Arabic speaker.
What's up, guys? This is Cassie. I'm a high school student and I'm bilingual learning my third language, Arabic.
Today we're going to teach you guys the numbers once again.
Sorry.
Today we're going to teach you guys the numbers from 1 to 10. You want to start off?
One is واحد.
اثنين.
ثلاثة.
أربعة.
خمسة.
ستة.
سبعة.
ثمانية.
تسعة.
عشرة.
اثناعش.
خمسة عشر.
تسعة
عشر.
ستة عشر.
17
18
19
20 Yay! We're done.
Well, okay. Technically that was 1 to 20.
Okay, you know. Maybe next time we're going to review it and we're going to be much more better without any mistakes. But just for review.
We're learning.
Yeah, just for review. And when you are listening, you can kind of know that the numbers, even in English, they are called Arabic numbers. And if you try to imagine the number while we say it, it helps, okay? And some of the numbers, they look like the English numbers, just like one, when they look the same. And then maybe, what other numbers are look alike?
Four is a backwards three, basically.
Oh, but that's confusing. I mean, we shouldn't tell them this. No, tell them the look-alike numbers.
Well, they look alike.
Look alike, and they are the same.
And they are the same.
Yeah. Maybe nine is exactly like tisa.
10 is the same thing, but except the zero is just a dot.
Yeah. What else, Cassie? I guess 11, right?
Yeah, 11.
Yeah.
Look alike.
Yeah. Okay. 11 in Arabic, what is it? 11. It's okay, Cassie, next time, answer it. Okay, now Jenna is going to teach you about like basic questions in conversation. For example, like, what is this? Where is that? And she's going to teach you how to locate things, what words to use, and she's going to give you examples. Jenna, go ahead.
So first we're going to start off with I am. So if you want to say your name and you want to say I am such and such, you would say Aina Layla. Aina Sarah.
Yeah, but Aina. You're not Layla.
You're
not Sarah.
You say Aina Jenna. Well, I am Jenna, so I'm going to say Aina Jenna.
For example, I say Aina Nof.
For example, I would say Aina Cassie.
Yeah.
What else? If you want to say, who is that, you can say Min Anta if it's a boy. And if it's a girl, you would say Min Anti.
Yeah.
And then they would reply back, and say their name.
For example, ask me.
For example, Aina
Min Anti.
Min anti.
Ana nof. Min anti.
Ana kasi.
That's it, yeah.
And just like that. And then if you want to say for a girl.
For third person girl. Yeah,
for a third person girl.
Girl.
So for min hua or min heya for a girl. Min heya, who is she?
Yeah, so she is kasi. For example, I say hiya kasi. But a third person, I'm answering for her. So you use hiya or hua for a third person.
Mm-hmm. Just like that. And they would reply back, hey, Cassie, if she was talking for herself. Well.
And then we learned about how to locate things. So, for example, when you want to ask, what is, you say ma hada or ma hadihi. Hada for masculine nouns, hadihi for feminine nouns. And if you want to say where, you say aina. And if you want to use... a yes or no question, you say, you use hal in the beginning of the question, hal. So for example, you would say ma hadha. If I have, for example, Jenna, I have a pen in front of me and I ask Jenna, ma hadha, Jenna?
Hal hadha kalam. Hadha kalam.
Yeah, you answer hadha kalam. Yeah, but if I ask you, pen. If I ask you, hal hadha kalam, you would say,
I would say, naam, hadha kalam.
Yeah,
yes,
and
this is pen.
And the whole full sentence, you say the full sentence, naam.
Naam, hadha kalam.
Yeah. So, and if I want to ask you about a location of something, I would say, Jannah, أين القلم? أين القلم?
قلم على مكتب. Pen is on the desk.
صحيح, صحيح. Okay, perfect. I think we told them everything we learned today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I hope you learned, and next time, inshallah, we'll be better. And
don't forget to subscribe to our channel, guys. Once again, we'll be posting every Sunday, if we can. If we can't, we'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
Don't forget to email us if you have any requests at phillyarabic@gmail.com.
And we would be happy to see any emails. And write us whatever things that you want to learn for next time. We're going to teach you. And also comment and
let us know. Tell your friends.
Yeah, and tell your friends and let us know how you do. And also tune in for next week. We're going to have a competition and between us, of course, here. And what do you want to say, Cassie? Say
ma salama.
Ma salama.
Ma salama.